This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. And thanks to Gene the Christian Anarchist for posting in our on-air now chat room on the Matrix server the link to an article, How IBM Helped the Nazis Carry Out the Holocaust. Because I had said that according to this article about Ticketmaster going to require a COVID test, a clear COVID test or evidence of a vaccine in order to sell you a concert ticket in the near future, it was IBM who was cited as one of these, quote, health pass companies, along with another company called Clear, in all capital letters. So now, in order to buy a simple concert ticket, you will have to somehow get this health pass thing from one of these corporations, these mega tech corporations, that will then link into your Ticketmaster app so Ticketmaster can know your business about what your health is, even though they're not supposed to know what your health is. Or whatever, because medical privacy. But they're going
to
know.
Well, at this point, any business could demand to have have a COVID test before getting in.
That's what they're doing.
Well, they're certainly doing that in countries. I mean, if you're traveling from one country to another, I've got to do some international traveling coming up here in the future, and I'm going to have to go get a COVID test.
If you're traveling from one state to another, Vermont is requiring quarantine for all, quote, non-essential travelers.
The state things, though, are a little wishy-washy. Whether they say it or not, they can't tell whether or not you're going to stop in Vermont.
Well, they're apparently, according to the story at WNYT, they are saying that plainclothes Vermont state troopers will be on the lookout starting Thursday for people entering the state at popular spots and stores. At this point, however, they say there is no formal enforcement policy in place. So they're just going to keep an eye on it.
There's a difference between traveling through Vermont and stopping off at a convenience store and getting a Gatorade.
Well, that's the question. What is the definition of traveling?
Right.
Am I traveling to Vermont if I go and shop at the Home Depot in Brattleboro?
The girl that I'm seeing lives in Brattleboro.
Mm-hmm. Are you traveling to Vermont if you go and see her once?
Not essentially.
Well, if you're non-essential, you're not allowed, or you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, or quarantine for 1 week.
I'm allowed wherever I damn well want to go.
No doubt. But that won't stop the plainclothes Vermont state troopers from pulling you over and possibly making your life a living hell. According to the story here, you would either have to quarantine for 2 weeks, or if you get a negative COVID test, you still have to quarantine for a week.
And so, you know, this 2 weeks thing,
either of those,
is so ridiculous. I mean, the 2 week, most people are showing within a week anyway, mm-hmm. That have COVID. If you actually had COVID, so you get a negative test and then you have to quarantine for a week.
That's what they're saying.
Ridiculous.
And they say the policy goes for all Vermonters who leave the state and then return. Does that include those who come over to Keene to go shopping?
You know, the idea that you can drive from Burlington to Brattleboro, which mm-hmm. is a couple of hours.
3 hours.
3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours.
That's north to south.
Right. From Brattleboro to Burlington, mm-hmm. you can travel 3 hours. Everything's fine. However, if you travel
15 minutes or
20 minutes outside of Brattleboro into Chesterfield, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. on Route 9 to get a to go to the Walmart that's over in Hinsdale.
Right.
That if you go to the Walmart in Hinsdale to save a couple of bucks on whatever plastic crap from China you get, you've got to quarantine for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Shopping is considered essential, isn't it?
I don't know what these insane people say in their insane worlds.
Yeah, good point.
I think they say that shopping is essential.
Well, so, we're only going to know if it was essential shopping if we can go through your bags and see if you got essential items. Because remember, there are some
items.
They
can come back with an essential warrant.
Right. Some items are essential, while some are non-essential. Because remember, there's stores that were blocking off entire sections of things, saying that you couldn't even buy certain things.
Were there? This crap has been going on for such a long time. I don't remember all of the insane, asinine.
This was going on recently in the U.K., they have entire department stores blocking off huge shelves worth of items, including things like pots and pans, saying this is not essential.
If food's essential, the pots and pans aren't.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and people just keep putting up with it. While the details are still murky, the report says Ticketmaster would only receive verification of a customer's status and will not store or have access to medical records. All data sharing will be required to be in compliance with medical privacy laws. So you're fine. Don't worry. It's all.
But they will have access to medical records because they will know that you are COVID-free or have been vaccinated.
Correct.
That is a medical record.
Yeah. Yep.
Like other event companies, Ticketmaster has struggled as the coronavirus pandemic forced the cancellation. No, it was the government who forced the cancellation of or rescheduling of sports, concerts, and other events across Southern California and around the world. In April, the online ticketing giant initially offered refunds for events that were canceled, postponed, or rescheduled, but eventually clarified the site would only give refunds for canceled events. And a lot of events put off until 2021. They said, all right, well, we're not going to cancel or we're not going to have the event this year, but we're going to honor your tickets.
So you get a credit for a ticket for a concert from a year from now.
Next year.
After you find out the COVID, the Ticketmaster complies with all these things. You may be very upset about whatever, that's it.
Right. Guarantee you're not going to get a refund if you decide you don't want to jump through these hoops.
Because they go out of business if they gave those refunds.
And that's assuming that this is actually going to happen, that in 2021
that those things will happen.
Actually return.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not convinced they will.
I'm not either. I mean, obviously, these businesses have to be optimistic and you know, do the best they can to get their customers to believe that this could be a thing in 2021. But I'm with you, Aria. We've seen what's happened here with venues that would normally have, like, a convention, for instance. They're not doing it. You can't. We had, Freedom Fest during the summertime. They canceled a week prior or less than a week prior to actually having the event because the rug got pulled out from under them.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very difficult to find a venue that's
Students
even willing.
Students for Liberty had their event canceled.
Yep, twice.
Yeah.
They had two events cancel. And
we are 10 months into a two-week lockdown.
Yep. Oh, but it's only going to be two more weeks because they said in the UK they want to have Christmas, so they're going into an intense lockdown, but it's only going to be 2 weeks. You believe them this time, right? Right?
I don't. No.
No.
I don't believe any of this stuff.
Let's go on. We've got Ingrid. She's on the line in Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
you're on the air.
So I wanted to call in about jury nullification.
Okay, sure. Let's define it for our listeners that don't know. Do you want to?
Sure. So jury nullification is basically if you believe a law is unjust, you don't have to go with what the judge or what the law says. Like if you believe that, you know, selling drugs, you know, shouldn't be illegal, you can vote your conscience and say, and vote not guilty.
Right. If you're sitting on the jury of a alleged drug dealer and they've got the evidence is clear, he sold the drugs. I mean, they got him on video. He's definitely sold some drugs to an undercover cop or whatever. You could still vote not guilty because your conscience says this is a bad law. That's what jury nullification is.
And I specifically wanted to bring that up because after I'd gone to New Hampshire to get Chris's stuff, I had I don't know what it's called, but I was given, like, the documents to go for a jury, but I couldn't find them.
A summons, a jury summons.
I did qualify for them, yeah.
So, wait, you were summoned to a jury in Maryland where you live?
Yeah. So my mom called them up and said that I lost the documents, and then they were like, they didn't care, just to call in anyways. So with the COVID stuff, you know, if people don't qualify, you can just tell them that you lost the documents, and you can still be served on a jury if you don't qualify.
So wait, yeah. So they said that even though you lost the documents, you can still move forward with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't care. They were like, you have to call in the thing. So it's sometime the end of November. I'm supposed to go.
And what is that going to look like? Because I know that around here they've dramatically changed the way they do jury selection. I can tell you more about that, but I'm curious to what you know about how the process is.
I've never been on a jury before. My mom has, and she actually got them to acquit the guy because it was like a gun case, and then the teenagers, so like the gun was three different colors. One guy claimed that he had a purple gun, and she felt like, you know, she got the jury because they were like, they wanted to convict him, and she was like, now we should vote not guilty, and then she got them to like acquit the guy.
That's amazing.
And then I had one boyfriend one time who was on the jury thing, but he was never called. And then when I worked for a law firm, I actually knew one of the lawyers, like, he would get summoned regularly, and then there was another co-worker of mine, and she was like, I don't know why they keep calling me, because, you know, this is Baltimore City, and she's like, you know, I support the death penalty, my ex-husband's a cop, you know, I work for a
keep
law
her
firm.
Off the jury. Hey, thanks for the call about that issue. We'll bring it up. We'll talk a little bit more about it coming up here in moments. I'll explain how they've changed things for the worse.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
BINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you got Ian.
And Aria.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've just been sadly talking about more of these crackdowns that appear to be getting worse out there, not better. Oh, yeah, they were reopening, and now they've, quote, paused the reopenings and or rewound the reopenings. And I love how they just did the news media when reporting on San Francisco here at where they've just they literally just reopened indoor dining rooms in San Francisco, and now they're not going to be allowing that anymore. It was actually at the end of September that they reopened only to 25% capacity.
Wow.
The indoor dining in San Francisco.
I mean, they're basically just trying to kill business.
Yep.
I mean, how can they survive?
And now the term is, San Francisco is pausing reopening. As though we're just hitting pause. It's no big deal. We're pausing. No big deal. Just pause.
Right. And there's no subsidy for these businesses that are, I mean, being shut down. What about the landlords? Either the business is continuing to pay their rent.
Nah, they're not. A lot of them
are. Which they can't possibly. Nope. Or the, so what about the landlords? What about the mortgages? What's going on?
I don't know. How are you going to pay property taxes if you can't collect rent?
It'll be interesting to see if the restaurant owners and the bar owners and all of these actually comply with a second lockdown. Because at this point, they have to be getting to the point where they don't have anything left to lose.
Yeah, but it's San Francisco. I mean,
yeah, they were only open at 25% in the first place. So.
And that was only at the end of September. So right. It was a month that they were open at 25%.
And how many San Francisco residents would actually go to a bar anyway?
That's the thing. And that is that was an issue when we saw reopenings, quote, reopenings in Georgia, the first state to supposedly do it. A lot of the owners were saying they wouldn't want to reopen because their customers would be angry at them for reopening.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, the businesses that want to flee have fled.
Yeah.
And now you're, in this majority sort of, lunatic area. And what are you going
to
do?
Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Turd Ferguson is on the line in Pennsylvania. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So I just wanted to actually say something about Amaranth on Twitch right now, because
Amaranth is a female Twitch, Twitch being the online streaming, video streaming platform. We stream there, for instance, over at twitch.lrn.fm. She's a Twitch hottie. She's one of these girls that basically, I saw her one time when somebody linked to her in the chat. She was doing, Twister by herself or something like that. So she sort of, shows off her body, basically, and gets donations from thirsty guys. Is that pretty much the gig?
Well, yeah, except that's even a step up because at least if she was doing Twister before, that's even a step up because she's not doing anything now. Because right now, because I've got her actually pulled up my laptop right now and all she's doing nothing. She's just rubbing the microphone and she's rubbing a really hot condenser microphone.
Don't they call that ASMR? And I don't remember what that stands for, but it's like where you whisper and like rub on a microphone and people get really weird about it. Like they're really into it.
It's funny you mentioned that's what she actually has in her description right now. ASMR. I don't
that's
know what that
is.
Means. But dude,
I'll find out for you.
This is obviously highly addictive. I mean, what these Twitch girls are doing and her rubbing.
Meaning, hold on. When you say it's highly addictive, you mean you're addicted to watching her rub the microphone?
Well, I don't think I personally am, but I think other people are. There are 4,000 people watching this right now.
Sure.
And,
well, I mean, she's a very popular streamer. I mean, basically, this girl can turn on a webcam and thousands of people will watch her do anything. I mean, they probably watch her squeeze out a dump on the toilet if they let that happen on Twitch.
And most of them probably are not paying. I mean, the content on Twitch is generally free.
Correct.
Yeah, but a lot of them are paying. And look,
good for her.
Ian, what you're saying right now is proof of my point that this is addictive. This person could do anything, and it would trigger the amount of dopamine in at least enough of these people's minds that she can make a good living off this.
I'm pretty sure she makes a good living off of it. I mean,
she's a
very popular and pretty girl.
Yeah, it fascinates me, these gals that can do the Instagram, just take some pictures that are basically softcore pornography.
Right, and the donations come in.
What we used to call cheesecake, which doesn't show anything. Doesn't show the parts that are important, but shows every other part.
Non-nudes, as they are called. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is your issue with it, Turd Ferguson?
I don't have an issue with. I mean, I don't think it should be illegal, obviously. But my only issue with it is that it's obviously highly addictive. And I'm sitting here, like, even me.
Well, we discussed this last night. Just about everything is addictive.
Well if it's pleasurable, right?
Well, it's addictive if it's going to change your brain chemistry while you're using it. And I, just being a very self-aware recovered drug addict and like sitting here watching this, I'm even myself like having a hard time turning this off.
Even though there's nothing happening.
Is it the ASMR?
Even though there's nothing happening.
The rubbing of the microphone? Or is it the pretty girl?
Yeah, well, it's like being hypnotized. It's like the same feeling.
She's hypnotizing you with her feminine charm.
I'm still not clear. If I rolled out a fat neck beard that was rubbing on a microphone,
do it right now, Mark.
Would you be? I'm not terribly fat.
No, Mark. It's not going to trigger the dopamine response.
Okay.
Hot women have
been a mainstay of television since they could manage to get the first person to watch it.
Yeah. Well, here's the difference. They didn't in the days of I Love Lucy and Degrassi, The Next Generation, and all those other.
Elizabeth Montgomery deserves a mention here.
They didn't sit right in front of the camera like half naked, like intimately, like whispering into really hot condenser mics.
Well, right. I mean, I don't know about you, but it sounds like content has improved.
The girls have
had Lucy.
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's more options
Lucille
out there.
Lucille Ball is an absolute comic genius, but
okay. But there's more options.
Okay, but is she half naked doing that?
Okay, so I've just tuned her in here, and she's got a humongous set of breasts and showing off a lot of cleavage.
Yeah, she's an attractive woman.
She's just sitting with her legs spread, but there's a blanket or something over top of her legs right now.
That is the life.
If you can just sit there
and get paid for this.
And get paid for that.
Yeah.
She does this 2 hours a day. She probably makes thousands of dollars a week.
3,900 plus people watching this happen live, and what is she doing? She's blowing on. Oh wait, are those? I think the blanket's actually covering the microphone. I don't know if I want to actually.
Yeah,
is she profane?
Should I mute it?
Do not do that.
She has two condenser microphones. That's what it is. She has two condenser microphones set up as left and a right stereo pair, so everyone can capture the full 100 radial.
I mean, look.
What is she doing? Like rubbing her thighs together or what?
She's just exploiting men's desire to look at a hot chick.
Totally.
I don't see any issue whatsoever with this, man.
So she's got right now. She's got a goal. She's trying to raise money, right? So she's got a goal of 25, what they call subs, and that's short for subscriptions. Okay. She's already gotten 108 out of 25, apparently.
That's
$5 a pop. That's pretty good.
Well, they are submissives as well, in a way. There's more coming up here in moments. Turd's going to have a tough time tonight.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mount Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six states are certifying election results, with Joe Biden's home state of Delaware becoming the first. Wyoming, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Vermont were next. states have until December 8th to finish. The Electoral College will make the results official 6 days later. Tampa residents are already feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Etta. The previously Category 1 hurricane will likely make landfall on Thursday just north of the Tampa area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor telling reporters this has been a very unpredictable storm. Ford is adding close to 400 jobs at two Michigan factories to make electric vehicles. The automaker also investing $850 million to meet expected demand. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump commemorating Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence when he placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A large retailer is transitioning out of bankruptcy.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year, and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want here, and Turd Ferguson has done that. He has changed the conversation. That is how this show works. If only more people would actually do it, you know, the amount of participation we have compared to the listeners that we have is very small. So if you ever want to call the show and bring up anything, like some hot chick on Twitch doing what they call ASMR, which I will get a definition for you here. I didn't do that in the last segment.
I'm curious what that stands for. I'm into some weird stuff, but I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of this?
No.
And I'm surprised by that. Renee, my ex, is actually in the room with us here. We came across this a few years ago. It was on the React. I think it was on the React channel, if I recall correctly. And it was this is one of these channels on YouTube. It's very popular, millions of subscribers, and they have people react to videos usually, or like stimulation or whatever. And so they had this ASMR episode where people were putting on headphones, and they were given like a warning in advance, and they were told that this could make you feel very strange. And so they were, you know, there was all this build up around it. And they recommended to the people that were watching the video at home to put headphones on to have the proper experience of whatever this was. And so here's what it stands for. According to sleep.org, ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is a still relatively new creation, they say. It describes a feeling of euphoric tingling and relaxation that can come over someone when he or she watches certain videos or hears certain sounds. What kind of visual or audio clips can create such a lovely feeling? It might surprise you, but the videos are of people doing incredibly simple, quiet, calming tasks such as folding towels, brushing their hair, or flipping magazine pages. You might hear someone's voice speaking in the background of the video, but not always. The audio clips often consist of voices whispering nice things like "you are appreciated" or contain the sound of tapping, scratching, or rain.
I have a friend, or I know somebody from Sarasota who moved on to become a chiropractic doctor, and essentially she made her business by doing this ASMR stuff with joint cracking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people would just tune into her videos to listen to the cracking of joints. And she would do anything from, like, ears to spines and fingers and knees and pop everything. Mm-hmm. And people would just, you know, they just wanted to hear that noise. And, you know,
they're just fascinated.
Now
by
she's
it, right?
Now her business is blown up. She's huge. You can't even go visit her regularly. You can only go in for like a one visit, and it's big bucks.
Wow. So I did tune into the feed. Turd Ferguson had called to alert us to this. Her name is Amaranth. And she's a very popular Twitch. I think she played video games at some point or something like that.
If she's calling herself Amaranth, she certainly has, because that's the name of a character in Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah. You can hear now she's rubbing some sort of thing. She's got some kind of a thing that she's rubbing on the microphone. The microphone, of course, has like a foamy, you know, baffle on it,
yeah.
And she's rubbing a thing against that, and it's making that noise.
Friction
and
noise.
This lady has gotten 109 out of 25 subscriptions tonight, meaning she's four times what her goal was in order to do more ASMR. So people are literally throwing money at a hot chick who's doing nothing more than, like, tapping and rubbing a towel
on a microphone.
Yeah, rubbing towels and, you know, other things on microphones. And, you know, it's fascinating that this is so interesting to people, because to me, I remember when we first watched this video on this React, we're like, all right, what's going to happen here? What's this about? And I didn't have any kind of reaction like they described. It was supposed to, like, make your scalp tingle, or, like, supposed to be like some weird sensation.
Yeah, placebos do that.
But the only reaction I'm having is how hot she is.
I mean, she is foxy. There's no doubt about it. I suspect that's 99% of her success here. But that said, this whole ASMR thing is a bit of a success story.
It's a phenom.
Yeah. It's a more recent phenomenon. And, I mean, the fact that you can have thousands of people who are actually into this, what does it say?
Are they into this, or are they into watching her?
I think both in this particular case. But there are people who do seek out just plain ASMR. From what I understand, there are ASMR producers who don't, you know, show off their breasts while they're, you know, while they're doing these performances. So it's interesting. We'll bring Turd Ferguson back on here. Any final thoughts on this, Turd? You're still, I imagine, locked to the channel?
Well, I had to turn it off because I found myself getting hypnotized by this stuff. And it's obviously, I mean, the same thing that's happening to your brain when you use drugs is happening when you watch Amaranth rub the microphone like this, obviously. And you said, you touched on
what kind of
really
drugs were you
things.
On?
Yeah. Boring drugs.
Yeah. Now she's getting out some food, and is she going to chew into the microphone now? Is that what's coming next? She's got her chopsticks out.
Well, I think I've already put my finger on a few points for success. And for a lot of the listeners who are...
I don't suspect you've been anywhere near her points of success.
I suspect she has
primarily two of them.
Two points of success.
But here's another thing she does. But I mean, she's got, I mean, for just so the listeners know, she's got these two huge, large diaphragm, hot condenser microphones, and every once in a while she'll go up and like whisper into them.
Why does this bother you so much, dude?
Well, I'm just saying, this it doesn't bother me. I'm just saying this is part of the experience. And when she whispers into this, the high frequencies of this woman's voice are like so intimate in your ears that it's part of the whole addictive experience of it. It's like so It's
for every guy who's never had a woman whisper anything into their ears. This is the closest that they can get to it.
Jesus, that's sad.
Thank you for the call tonight, Turd. I appreciate it. And now she's literally stirring up her Chinese food near the microphone.
I've got to give her more and more props the more this goes on. I mean,
what's she shaking right now? She's shaking like a salt shaker. So
if she doesn't chew with her mouth closed, I'm gonna freak out.
She is getting her dinner ready, and people are paying to watch her do this.
Yep.
Props to her.
And the chat room is just going, you know, there's people just typing all over the place in here. So now she's like making tapping noises, whispering into the microphones. I mean, this is it. She'll just go on for hours.
This is amazing. I can't believe that anyone would pay to watch this.
I'm gonna eat my dinner now, suckers.
And I bet you somebody ordered the food for her, too. I'm willing to bet one of these guys in this chat room.
If any of these guys had her address, she better have bodyguards.
Oh, yeah. I imagine she takes her security somewhat seriously. And she's definitely been doing this sort of thing for a long time. Bad Slave is back on the line with us here real fast. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Bad Slave, going once. Final chance. He tried twice. Didn't work out twice. So it was a good shot there. So here she is eating.
Like literally
it's so
just
quiet.
Eating.
It's so quiet. I have to turn it up all the way. And even then, it's hard to hear it.
Do we want to hear her eating?
No. That's all that she's doing. She's literally just shoving her face full of food.
She's using chopsticks to shove American Chinese food in her mouth.
And people are
just
loving
chat,
it.
Chat in the chat room. So this is it. This is how it all ends, guys. I mean, people don't care.
Entertainment has devolved into people playing video games and hot women chewing and sports bras.
I mean, Idiocracy wasn't far off. The movie Idiocracy from, what was it, 20-something years ago at this point? Very prophetic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't an instruction manual. It was a warning.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what to say about it all.
But, Mark, tell us who we've got coming up in the final segment. You've got a special interview that's going to tie in with the bulk of the show tonight.
Yeah.
Until this topic.
A YouTube performer named Ivor Cummins. Cummins. And he's from Ireland. And he's basically digs into the COVID numbers worldwide, talks about them. His conclusions that he comes to are that the lockdowns are basically useless and that masks are only marginally useful, and all this stuff is basically pointless, that the world has lost its mind.
That's coming up in the final segment, so stay tuned. And then you'll get part two of that if you download the show tonight, the archive.
Yeah, download the archive to get part two.
At freetalklive.com and join us online. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edge of the Post Show. I am Mark Edge, coming to you for Free Talk Live. Today I have with me a special guest, one of these YouTube stars you've all heard about. His name is Ivor Cummins. Ivor, are you there?
Yeah, Mark. Great to be here.
Whence do you come?
I'm in Dublin, Ireland, pretty much here all my life.
And you've been keeping a close eye on, you do statistics, right? And you've been keeping a close eye on the COVID numbers. I'm just kind of curious as to some of the things you might have figured out.
Right, yeah. Well, since late March, when this thing, the lockdown, started coming in everywhere, I kind of got really interested because I work in metabolic health and lecturing at medical and metabolic health conferences. But in March, the lockdowns happened, everything got cancelled, and I began to look in and got really interested. So I had already made a cut from the China data and from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which was elderly people. I'd already made a cut in my head that the impact would be like a severe flu, but it would also be seasonal because I checked it out and coronaviruses are strongly seasonal, especially in Northern Europe and North America, Northeast and all. So I said, okay, this is going to hit pretty hard, elderly, people with maybe diabetes and obesity and these kinds of problems. So it's going to be nasty. But I figured the lockdowns were driven by fear and, you know, May or so, things would all level off. The hospitals would empty, the summer would come in, and the lockdowns would all go away. But that didn't happen, so I stayed on the research of this ever since.
So, you brought up a lot of things that are sort of important regarding this. Obviously, we all got super scared back in March. You know, they stuck us all to the ceiling, and then, the numbers were climbing there as far as deaths went. But another thing that seemed to be happening even very early on was the political football aspect of this. I don't know what it's like over there in Ireland, but I can tell you that, you know, here in the United States, it was like the Democrats were like, shut everything down. And the Republicans were like, hey, hold on. The economy's important, too. And, I don't like to pick between these two particular piles of poo, but I did during this this whole pandemic. And I can tell you, Facebook friends dropped off just by me saying that it was a political football. Not me saying which side of the political football I'm going for, but the fact that people were, that it was a political football. People are like, yeah, I can't believe you're doing this! You know, just exposing that, not that sort of point.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff, and I stay out of the politics, especially U.S. politics, obviously.
Yeah, you
but
should.
But yeah, that's a bizarre thing that happened in America. But in Europe, there isn't really that. The bizarre thing in Europe is everyone kind of backed ongoing lockdowns in the face of the science. So Europe didn't have this divide. Opposition parties ran with it. Everyone ran with it. It was just bizarre to watch. And like, we have since May, late April through May and June, the modeling that was used to look at how many people could die was out by a factor of 10 to 12. That's established, in fact, now.
Yep.
The Imperial College and IHME in America. But no one cared. And there's around 10 or 12 published analyses now which show clearly that lockdown has a very minimal effect on mortality in countries. And that's kind of established fact now, but no one cares.
Yeah, I mean,
no one cares about the actual analysis, and they're all living in the past from when the modeling said it would explode.
Right. It seems like it's interesting that they continue to hold on to this really awful thing that we're doing to each other. Is it sort of a self-flagellation penance thing that humans believe that if we just make ourselves suffer enough, that God will take this plague from us?
Well, that's the thing. I think there's two levels of what's driving this thing. One is in country and in the psychology of the people in a country. The fear got the best of them, and they're all wrapped up in a kind of psychosis now. But the politicians are fueling it, and the academics on the panels in the countries driving policy are still using modeling, and they're fueling it. So everyone's fueling fear in a big, big kind of feedback loop of horror. And then the other thing is the WHO and a lot of worldwide powerful bodies are also pouring petrol on the fire, and they have been for 6 months. So between those two engines, it's like everyone wants to be terrified, and they all believe that lockdowns are the way to help people. God bless them. But we know from the study and the research and from the analysis that's not really the case. So we should just accept it's a nasty virus. It hit in a big epidemic and came down naturally. And now in the winter, we're going to get a smaller but a substantial resurgence of the virus. But we should be blaming the virus. But the problem is our intervention to help is going to cause way more suffering and death than the virus by a mile.
And at this point,
20 miles.
We don't know what the deaths are, but we don't know how many of them are what we're being labeled as deaths of despair. So you're talking about, you know, alcohol poisoning, drug overdoses, suicides, domestic homicides, and, you know, a whole bunch of other things that may have occurred. Nobody's starving to death in America, I can assure you of that. But I mean, in other countries, they may very well be getting fewer calories than they would be otherwise with these lockdowns. So we don't know how many are COVID deaths and how many are deaths of despair. I can assure you the COVID people say every single additional death is a COVID death, and some of the ones that aren't additional are COVID deaths too. One thing I want is you've made the statement, the sort of positive statement, that lockdowns don't work or don't have much effect. Can you, much positive effect, can you throw a few facts out that, you know, back that up?
Yeah, well, a publication in The Lancet, no less, back in June or July, came out with a clear statement. And they looked at around 50 countries, and they said there is no correlation or linkage between lockdown or lockdown severity and deaths per million for across all the countries. So they went on the record, and we had a Woods Hole Institute in late April, did a European analysis, same result. And we have many, many preprints in different journals or online, and they all come to the same result. It just doesn't really correlate. So it might flatten the curve a little for your hospitals if you're truly overloaded. So an emergency measure if your hospitals will be overwhelmed. However, it became a default measure for just for it to be doing something. But the damage, I can tell you, that I think again in The Lancet, there's a paper out a couple of months ago now, top journal, and they show that around 200,000 extra deaths for the UK could be expected due to the lockdowns, right? And the saved deaths are going to be a tiny fraction of that. They had 50,000 deaths total. They might have saved, I don't know, some number of thousands, but 200,000 is coming. And a million life years, quality life years, will be lost, driven by the lockdown. But the life year saved is going to be a tiny fraction of that, because the average age of death in England is higher than the average mortality age for the country.
Right. That's an amazing thing about this, is that here in the United States, this was also true, at least at one point. I've heard that it's come down a little bit, but at one point, the median age for COVID during the big scary part was 80. The average age of death in the United States is 78, meaning that COVID was pulling up the average age of death. I mean, you know, what's the emergency here? Also, you know, who's COVID killing? Best I can tell, it's people who, you know, obesity and diabetes are strongly correlated. You know, and a variety of, I mean, you know, if you're killing obese 80-year-olds, how long did they have?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, Professor Michael Levitt, the Nobel Prize winner from Stanford, who called this in February from the China and Diamond Princess data. He said the modeling is out by a factor of 10 to 12. He was entirely correct. And he said instead of losing on average, like I think it was 9 months of life, it's more like COVID brings 3 weeks of extra risk of death to your standard year's risk this year. So that's on average. But the upshot of it is, yeah, there is life lost. We saw that. It's a real virus. It's nasty. But once the epidemic passes in a region, you're just going to get an endemic winter resurgence in most regions. And after that, it's over. So unfortunately, by the time the vaccine comes, to a large extent, the impact has passed. And it's an endemic virus now.
This vaccine looks so much like a totem to me, a good luck charm, as it were. I don't know what else to call it. I know that the flu vaccine is generally, about 18 months out, they begin trying to determine which flu is going to be the flu that is going to be so bad come next year. And I understand you're not supposed to say flu and COVID in the same sentence, because otherwise you love Orange Hitler. But, let's not get crazy here for a second. The flu vaccine generally, not always, but generally, is just of no use. You can get it, and it's not, and as a prophylactic, it's not a particular problem, but a lot of people have reactions to it. So if you're going to have, you know, be sick for 4 days from taking a flu vaccine for a bug that you're not going to get, what was the point of that? You know, people think they get the flu from the flu vaccine. They don't get the flu from the flu vaccine. They're having an allergic reaction to a vaccine. For those that want to find the rest of this, go to archives.freetalklive.com. Look for Ivar Cummins. You can get the rest of this interview.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.